From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, Nigel has a not too big research report in his hand. I can see it. We're zooming each other. And it looks like a bit of a corker there, Nigel. So you are going to tell us what this report is and why it's interesting.
Yeah, it's about 70 pages. So it's not a huge amount. And it's called Learning, the Foundation for Agility and Sustainable Performance. And it was published a few days ago by my good friends at the Corporate Research Forum, the CRF. And it's very interesting because it's basically looking at where corporate learning fits into the business mix now. And in some ways, it's unbelievably good news. And it's because basically the research is indicating that you don't get sustainable performance without strong learning because things are changing so fast. You can get sustainable performance in the short term, but without learning, you come to a grinding halt. You hit a brick wall. That's the good news. The bad news is that who's doing it? Who has got learning at center stage? Which companies actually value their learning function? It becomes a little bit more, problematic, I think is the honest word. So I'll just give you a few quotes. Strong learning organizations don't turn learning budgets on and off when business gets tough. Now, that's obvious to me, obvious to you, but not obvious to most of the companies, where for the vast majority, they are at the beck and call of the overall performance of the organization. So the irony is, in a way, is when you need learning most, the tap is turned off because it's seen as just a budget issue. Bringing the learning function into the center has given us the scale we needed to make some bigger investments in learning infrastructure. So this is the old adage about centralized, decentralized. And the research said that 56% of the learning operations report to group HRD, 20% to the heads of talent or leadership development, 7% to the leadership function, 4% direct to the group CEO, 3% to business units, 2% to business operations functions or COOs, and then 8% others. So it's still largely an HR-dominated world where sensitivity and business alignment are key elements of sustainable performance. So there's some tension and some mismatch there. And the other thing it indicates is that 92% of organizations measure the impact of learning based on, guess what, satisfaction of participants. When everybody knows that what we're interested in is the impact that it makes on the strategy, on the organization, on the present and the short term and the long term future. So the number of people who actually look at the outcomes and impact is something like 15%. Wow. 15% claim they do. It's not very much. And when you look at focusing directly on business outcomes only, 24% claim that. So the figures don't add up to 100, but it's people claim they do different things. So it's basically a really interesting report that makes a great play for the new learning organization, learning integrated into the business. Mm-hmm. And yet it presents evidence that we've still got a long way to go if we want to do that. But I'll just mention one last thing. But one of the things they put in at the end of the report is a questionnaire from Amy Edmondson, who's a Harvard academic, which is basically, how do you judge whether you're a learning organization? So it's very interesting. It's about maybe 30 questions that will help organizations judge themselves on their performance based on a a number of key headings. And the first heading is, have you got a supportive learning environment? The second heading is, have you got concrete learning processes and practices, which includes obviously measurement of impact. So that in itself makes the report worthwhile. And you can download a summary of the report, an executive summary from the CRF website. If you're a member of CRF, you can download the whole report. And I guess if you ask very nicely, they might even send you one. If you say, I'm thinking of becoming a member, but I would like to see your latest report, they might do that for you.
So a worthwhile report to look at. And if you can't get hold of it, definitely look at the executive summary.
For sure.
So let's leave it there. Nigel, that's great. Thanks very much. From scratch.